So I sometimes have a little soda. Okay, more than a little. But I always joke, at least it's not diet soda because that's not good for you. Well, it turns out that may be true. A new paper published in the journal Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism makes the case that artificially sweetened drinks may be unhealthy for many reasons. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us to explain. Allison, welcome.
Hi there, Robin. Glad to be here. So I guess your secret is out, huh?
I know. It wasn't that big a secret anyway. But what is the case being made against diet drinks?
Well, there's really a case for and against. There's two schools of thought here. One line of thinking is this. You know, if a person is overweight and drinking lots of sugary drinks, making the switch to a zero-calorie option has got to be an improvement, right? It can't hurt. But on the other hand, there's a case to be made that drinking diet soda leads to weight gain. And the trouble here is that there's evidence to support both of these views. I mean, for instance, researchers at Boston Children's Hospital sent home deliveries of zero-calorie drinks, including diet soda, to the families of a bunch of overweight teenagers as part of a study. And they found that after a year, the overweight teens had done really well. They stopped gaining weight simply by changing what they were drinking. So this kind of makes the argument that, hey, diet soda may not be such a bad strategy. But on the other hand, this new paper, it's really an opinion piece by researcher Susan Swithers, points to several long-term studies, including the San Antonio Heart Study, which went on for some 25 years. And it found that the more diet soda the participants drank, the more likely they were to become overweight.
But do they explore why that might be? I mean, perhaps if you drink diet soda, you also maybe eat a lot of bags of chips.
Absolutely. There's certainly that component of it, the sort of compensatory eating. It's sort of a mindset problem. I mean, what's interesting here is that when researchers do these studies, they don't just find there's an issue of weight. They also find associations with other kinds of diseases. So, for instance, they see an increased risk in type 2 diabetes sometimes, an increased risk of metabolic syndrome. So the case sort of gets a lot more complicated.
And what is metabolic syndrome?
Metabolic syndrome is really sort of a cluster of symptoms characterized by a lot of belly fat, by elevated blood sugars, by high cholesterol. And there are a number of studies that have shown some correlations between people who, between drinking a lot of artificially sweetened drinks and developing this metabolic syndrome, as well as type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so that is counterintuitive. So why would that be? What's causing these things to happen?
Well, it's hard to tease them apart because there's a lot of variables here. But one possibility is this, and you've already alluded to it. Some diet soda drinkers fall into this mindset of, you know, hey, I'm drinking a zero calorie drink so I can go ahead and have these, I don't know, French fries or that double cheeseburger. And, you know, this pattern of eating certainly can lead people to gain weight. And we know that being overweight is a major driver of type 2 diabetes. So it could be something as simple as that. But there's also this other theory, something a lot more nuanced. And the idea is this, and that's when people's bodies and brains become acclimated to artificial sweeteners, it kind of throws off a lot of the feedback loops in the body. And let me kind of explain this. When we eat sugar, you might not realize this, but from the moment it touches our lips or our tongue, our bodies start to respond instantly. Now, if we switch to artificial sugar, our bodies might get confused. And as researcher Susan Swithers described it to me during an interview, our responses to real sugar may get thrown off or blunted. Here she is now.
We may no longer release the hormones. We don't release as much of them. And that could contribute both to increases in how much we eat in a particular setting, as well as to bigger spikes in our blood sugar, which may be related to things like diabetes.
So in other words, it could sort of put the whole body out of whack. And now Swithers says a lot more research is needed to nail this down.
Well, in the meantime, this is going to be stunning news to people who, you know, cling to those diet sodas. Who are they? I mean, are the people who are drinking diet soda, I would imagine they're doing it because they think they're either going to lose weight or not gain weight.
I think a lot of people are, and absolutely diet soda consumption is certainly up. And women tend to lead the way here. And increasingly, our children are consuming more diet drinks, too.
Tell us more about children increasingly drinking diet sodas and what that means now that this study shows it may lead to risk of type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome.
Well, what I would say is it's still a small number of children if you're looking at the population as a whole. So all I can say is it's something that, you know, parents might be want to be aware of, that there may be an upside for drinking diet soda if it's a way of replacing sugary drinks, but there may be a downside as well.
And meanwhile, we don't want to leave the impression that I am right, that actually, you know, sugar sodas are healthy. They're not.
That's absolutely right. There is a whole body of evidence, and it's quite convincing that, you know, sugar is sort of the low-hanging fruit when it comes to the easiest way to get a lot of empty calories from refined sugar.
That's Allison Aubrey, NPR's food and health correspondent and a contributor to NPR's The Salt blog. Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
So the lesson here again, back away from the soda can. Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.